Hey there! Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the quirky podcast that brings you writing tips and life tips. I'm Sean, and with me, as always, is Carrie Jones, New York Times and international best-selling author and awesome woman.
I'm also Sean's wife, so he has to say that. We always start our podcast with a random thought, and then we go into the writing tip and the dog tip. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Enjoy!
Hey, it's Random Thought in the office.
That's better, baby.
This is our second attempt at being random, because the last attempt, I was too negative.
Yes, you were. Ho-hum.
You're allowed to be Eeyore sometimes, man. I can't always be Tigger.
Yes, you can.
No.
That's why you have a tail, baby, for bouncing around.
We're recording this on Halloween.
That's right.
And I wanted to tell you that there's an article from Fox News 44. Please don't scratch on the podcast, baby.
That's not what it was. It was because my ring hit the edge of your desk.
Because you were scratching.
Because I had to move. You're getting way off topic. People don't want to hear you bitching at me, baby.
Why am I in a bad mood? Oh, I don't know why.
Why?
Because I'm trying to bring a level of professionalism to the podcast, and you just refuse.
It's not true at all.
And then you say I'm bitching at
you. I'm sitting here like a good boy.
You weren't. You were scratching.
Nobody could hear me scratching.
They heard your ring.
They heard that one little talk. You could blame that on everything. Anything.
Should we just start over again?
No, hey, baby. All right,
so anyways, police have warned a woman not to wear a Halloween costume because they think it's a protest. So this woman in Florida, in Hollywood, Florida, is upset because there's going to be a condo potentially on a public beach. Yeah. I think it's a 30-story condo, according to the news report, on taxpayer-owned beachfront land. And the land is currently houses a park, and it has a community center, and the city commissioners are supposed to vote on this. And this lady's like, no. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Just no.
Makes sense to me.
And her name is Kat. And so she's planning on wearing a costume for Halloween that looks just like the condo that's proposed.
Yeah.
So the popo down there are like, that's protest. If you walk around and people follow you, that's protest and you need a permit. And she's like, I'm going to be walking around because it's Halloween.
Right.
In my costume.
Yeah.
And they're like, no. If you have any signs that say no condo at the block party, if you have no, just don't do it. Because she was like telling people, hey, you guys do it too. Like, yeah. It's a group costume. And they're like, no, that's a protest. So they're fighting. And we won't know what happens.
Why not?
Because we're recording this right now on Halloween.
Oh, we won't know until later. Maybe we can give an update next week.
Yeah, if we remember. But that's a lot.
It is a lot to remember for us. But that's so stupid.
Man.
That just means, I wonder how much money the city commissioners are making off of that condo.
Exactly.
The police department shouldn't be involved in that at all.
So allegedly she might get, if they decide it's a protest, she could be fined $500 or go to jail. And she's like, I'm not even bringing my little 12-year-old son anymore. Because she's so worried the cops are going to arrest her and she doesn't want him to see that.
Is she still planning on wearing the costume?
Oh, heck to the yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, man. That's she's ballsy cat is.
Yeah, that's right.
Overeating.
I think she'd win that trial anyways.
I hope so. But isn't that wild?
I think it's fucking ignorant.
Oh!
Excuse my language, but that's how I feel about it.
Yeah, man. It's just...
it's totally ignorant. Those cops are... being idiots.
Being douchebags.
Well, they're being told by somebody that's making money. Why would you allow a private building to be built on taxpayer-owned beachfront anyways? Somebody's getting paid off for that deal. Guaranteed. Dude, a whole bunch of people are.
Dude. I don't know. It's Florida. I'm not from Florida. I'm from Maine.
Yeah, well.
Where we just can't handle anything up here. In our town, everyone's like, there's not enough housing. There's not enough housing. There's not enough housing. If one person was like, half that condo size, can we have a 15-story condo? They'd all be like, F no.
That's right.
F no. That'll ruin the feeling of our community. And then they're like, oh, but you want to have more than one vacational rental or rent out rooms in your house? Hell to the no.
Yep. Oh, you can rent out rooms in your house if you live there, dude.
Yeah, but you can't.
That's why some of these people, like, OEB, because they rent out rooms in their house.
Yeah, but they don't want you to be able to rent out your whole house. So
because it benefits them. We don't need to get into that.
No, I'm just going to quickly explain to liberal listeners that in our town, which is a very small town, which borders a national park, and a ton of the land has been preserved around our town, there's not a lot of housing. They're a housing stock, right? As being a vacation community since the 1900s, and rich people have always come here. There's only two big employers where you can make any money. And by big employers, they're not that big by any other standards outside of Maine, right?
Right, yeah.
But what happens is a lot of people like us will rent our whole house out, right? Mm-hmm. And go to a campground for a summer.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are upset about that because they think it hurts the housing stock. But it actually helps people like us be able to afford our mortgages. And there are no affordable houses here. Like the median wage for our town can't support the housing price for our town because it's a vacation community. And there's no like jobs that make enough money.
And the town won't let you build anything cheap because they have
lot size.
They have effed up land use ordinances, mm-hmm. and they refuse to change those. They're just going to target the poor private homeowner.
Pretty much. Yeah. So, and they don't want to, like, you know, try to bring in businesses with great wages versus, no, you know, retail and restaurant business.
They don't want to do anything real constructive.
No, because that's a little too hard.
Yeah.
Anyways, but at least they're looking at the problem. Anyways, today's Halloween, so I'm worried some of those city councilors or town councilors might have some poop thrown at them. Did you know that it is illegal to poop in public?
I don't know about that.
It is.
According to who?
Everyone on the internet. So in most places, it's illegal to poop publicly. You don't know if that's the... You were a cop. You don't know if that's the law in Maine, man?
Well, there's many different variables. There's no... I don't think there's a... I don't know. I'd have to look it up. I don't remember if there's like a state law that says you can't poop in public. But there are things that come into play.
Like
if there's no law that says you can't... That says you can't defecate in public, then it would be okay for a woman, but not for a man. Because for a man, it'd be indecent exposure, right? A woman's genitalia are deemed to be internal. So they can legally go without pants.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But, like, what do you do when you're hiking?
That's the thing.
Like,
I don't
you have to pack it out, right?
I don't think there's an... Oh, we're going to bring dog poop bags for ourselves? No.
Shoot, I don't know how that works, man.
And you poop in it, and you use as little toilet paper as possible, and then bury it.
Oh. According to an article in the Bangor Daily, which is behind a paywall, but I can only see a tiny bit.
Yep.
It says, quote, if you can't pack out your poop, you can pack out, you have to pack out your toilet paper. You dig a hole with a trowel and cut a circle in the organic material, 6 inches diameter, and poop in that.
Right. But you don't have to pack out the toilet paper because they're just being environmentalists.
Well, it's nice to pack out. The...
Well, human poop's not part of the environment either.
No.
The toilet paper will decompose very rapidly.
Yeah.
The human poop introduces all kinds of foreign bacteria into the soil. So what's worse? Nothing.
Oh, my God.
It's just people being...
Did you ever hear about the lady in Maine who made stuff out of, like, dried moose poop? She made art.
Do you remember
that lady?
Yep, yep.
I don't know. Like, that's weird, man.
Look, right there.
Yeah.
There's one from Baxter State Park. It says the same thing. Poop in the hole. Cover it with dirt.
It's really from the Bangor Daily Paper.
It is, but... Anyways.
But, yeah. That's weird. As a cop, you never arrested anybody for pooping in public on the sidewalks of Bar Harbor?
No, I never had to deal with that.
Thank God.
This isn't like the big city, honey, but homeless people are pooping in the doorways.
Doesn't Halloween seem like a time where you poop and you throw your poop at somebody like a town councilor, which we are not endorsing?
No, that's just nasty.
It's disgusting.
Why would you want to hold your own poop to begin with? That's why there's a saying, go shit in your hand.
There's in some towns.
Yeah.
the way the law is written, if you poop inside your house, carry it outside in your hand, and then put it outside, it's not against the law.
Well, that would make sense because of certain.
So it's really not about nudity, the poop restrictions and the sanitation. It's just about we don't want to see anybody's.
That's what I was trying to tell you.
Poopy place. Well, I feel like it should be plus more about.
Plus,
the
you're asking
disease.
A question that is going to be logically more based on town ordinances than state laws. So it's an unanswerable question unless you look it up for the place you live.
Wait, you were a little kid. Was there ever any little kids who were always sticking their hands down their pants and smelling it?
Not the backside, no.
No.
I didn't know anybody that... Take smelling it out of the equation. People are always sticking their hands down their pants, especially little boys.
Well, we had this kid in our school.
Yeah.
Like, I went to a school in a town that was rapidly changing from, like, regular to super wealthy.
Yeah.
And he was a poop sniffer, man. We called him poop sniffer.
That's horrible.
I know. I didn't, but everybody else did. I just gave him my sandwiches because I felt bad.
Why? So he could make more poop?
Apparently. I guess maybe I was like, oh, he's getting rid
of it. You were an enabler.
I worried about people being hungry a lot as a first grader.
Well, it's not like he was recycling it, was he?
He never had lunch.
Oh, well, that's genuinely kind there, baby.
Yeah. Well, maybe, but I think I also thought that if the more people I fed, the more people who would be in my, like, carry posse to help protect me against the bullying of this boy named Jake.
Oh, my word.
So I was really just manipulating and buying friendship through food.
Good job, baby.
Or maybe I cared. Fortune. What?
I said it must have cost your mom a fortune.
No, because I didn't eat. Like, I just basically asked for double, and then I didn't eat any.
Oh, I see.
Like, I gave it all away.
Yeah.
I was a skinny first grader.
Well, she should have figured that out.
In fourth grade, I discovered ice cream and got fat. But in first grade, I was skinny. Our dog's barking in the background because it's random thought time. But the final thing I wanted to talk about is this adorable two-year-old kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is from the Today Show, and the link again is in the podcast notes at carriejonesbooks.com blog. Carrie Jones Books up blog. I don't know her own thing. But this little boy, Theo, he has a skeleton, you know, like the kind you have for Halloween. Like we have Mr. Bones.
Yes.
And his is named Benny. And he takes the 5-foot skeleton everywhere. Like he's in the car with them when they run errands and they take it to the park. And he watches TV with Benny.
That's crazy.
It's adorable.
Look at his other little toy.
And he has like another little toy like from the Nightmare Before Christmas. Like he's totally into this. What's his boy going to be?
When he grows up?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe an embalmer, an undertaker? Maybe a funeral home director? I don't know.
Maybe he'll be in one of those bands, like those dark metal bands.
Oh, maybe.
So apparently, according to the article, the unlikely alliance between Boy and Bones began on September 15th. That day, Brady went down to the basement, put the dog in his kennel before she and Theo, Brady must be the mom,
yes,
headed out to the local reservoir to play. She noticed the basement had flooded, so she stopped to clean it up. When she ran upstairs for a moment, she heard something curious. Mom, Mom, help, help, help. So she came down the stairs, right? And there's the little kid trying to lug Benny, the skeleton, all the way up the stairs. And she said, I was like, oh my gosh, that's so funny. So I brought it upstairs. I thought I'll just start decorating for Halloween. But then he started like doing stuff. Like he wanted the skeleton to go on a play date. He put the skeleton down a slide at the park. Like he like wouldn't get in the car without the skeleton.
And that's cute.
I know.
Jeez.
But
he's kind of getting an unrealistic body image, though.
He also feeds the skeleton, and his mom said, it's funny to see him put food in Benny's mouth, and it just drops down through his ribs. Theo thinks it's so funny.
How's he going to find a significant other when he's older?
I don't know.
That meets his physical standards.
That's a lot. That's a lot, crazy. Man. But you found one.
Yeah, that was easy. Writing tip of the pod.
Sean's still cranky about the Florida condo story.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Yes.
Flat out.
He's sworn a lot about it. But today in our podcast, we're talking about characters.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Pooping in public. Don't be a static character, baby. Carrie's teaching a class at the Writing Barn for the next 6 weeks about character. That means we're going to be talking a lot about character in our house, which does not bode well for me.
Not that kind of character.
Oh, not that kind of character. Of course. We're also being characters because being characters is more fun than talking about them. It's like the difference between telling in your writing and showing.
And in the writing world, one of the big annoying things writers hear about their characters is that the character is...
too static, man.
Just too static. So what's it mean to be too static? It means that the character isn't growing or changing.
Or you attract everything, no. Every little piece of dog hair and lint right to you.
No, it's not like people who are walking around with like a sock stuck to their boob.
Okay. It's like... sock stuck to their boob. Those are just boob warmers, baby.
I can't believe that came out of my mouth.
I know. Man, I don't think you made that up, did you?
Thank you this morning. No, it's never happened to me.
Oh, really? Sure.
You're going to get a sock stuck somewhere if you don't watch it today, mister.
Sweet.
I threatened you with violence. I'm a bad person.
It's not necessarily violence.
Wait, we're going back. We're focused. All right. The opposite of a static character is a dynamic character. That's my focused voice.
Is it?
That's a character that grows and evolves.
Like a plant.
Yeah. So a dynamic character is a plant. So in most stories, but not all, our protagonists or heroes of the story or who the story is focused on, they grow and they change and they're dynamic dynamos. They're the characters we root for. They're that we follow. It's the evil miser who hates Christmas and he becomes a generous benefactor. The little boy who hides under the stairs and he becomes a wizard leader in the fight against darkness.
That's awesome. That was me. I'm a wizard in some respects.
Oh, baby, you're such a wizard. But if you think about James Patterson's series' protagonists, most of them are like Sherlock Holmes, and they don't really grow and change in the course of the book, right?
Right.
So they're pretty consistent, much like Sean, and they're a static character.
But does that make them bad?
No. It just means that their character doesn't grow and evolve.
So the character doesn't grow and evolve all that much, but the story does, right?
The story has a plot and there's change and like, it's usually the stories where you have like a series and you like, if you have 8,000 books about Sean Farrar, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Sean Farrar is no longer, every book changes and it's the 27th book. Sean Farrar at that final book, you're going to be like, this isn't even the same effing guy at all from that first group.
Exactly.
Like, so
just
that.
It's a slow roll, though, sometimes.
It's a slow roll sometimes.
Yeah.
It's usually a much slower roll in the series, except for the first book in the series, where you're trying to grab the reader and the agent and the editor in to even have your series.
Ah, I gotcha.
Usually the major growth, emotional growth in a character in a series is in that first book.
So once you sell that,
I'm dealing with this right now
relax,
in
right?
One of my series, actually, with the Dude Goodfeather series where all this crap has happened to this poor senior in high school.
Oh, yeah.
With death. So I'm like, all right, she's evolved. Can she just stop evolving now? This poor thing.
Let
just
her
deal
be
with
static
it.
For a little while.
Yeah, that's it. So then there's also another example of a static character is...
the bad guy / antagonist.
So the Sean in my life.
Some editors will want your bad guy to grow and be dynamic too. But a lot of times those baddies and a lot of your side / secondary characters will be pretty consistent and static.
So like
Hannibal Lecter.
Or?
Gaston in Disney's.
Gaston!
In Disney's Beauty and the Beast.
No one drinks like Gaston. No one thinks like Gaston.
That's pretty bad. I've never seen a movie that was made after me.
Beauty?
The Beast, baby.
Oh, you're no beast, honey. Okay.
What's
inappropriate.
You
want to
see me get beastly?
It's Sunday morning when we're recording this, and that is inappropriate.
Doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. All right, so what can you use static characters for?
To be foils to the main character.
To make fun of tropes and stereotypes or shallow people in society or somebody that you really dislike from your Rotary Club.
to get pulled along in the main character's fun.
Or to sometimes have contradictory goals that create obstructions for the main dynamic character's quest.
Oh, that's an interesting one.
Yeah, because it's all about the main character, man. So, I'll condense. The writing tip of the pod is...
There is a place for dynamic and static characters in stories, but you know you should know what the words mean.
Yeah, man. You need to know what dynamic and static means.
Yeah. So if I get a bottle of that, like, static garden spray all over you, you won't be able to write a good story for a while.
It'll be all over for me. All my writer power will be gone.
All your characters will be dynamic.
But you need some static, man. You need stuff to cling to.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, no.
What?
I opened that one wide up, man. So bad.
I love it when you open wide up, baby.
So wrong. That's just so wrong. Mm.
Dog tip for life.
So our dog, Sparty and Gabby are our dogs. And they're both like... Gabby's here right now.
Oh my God.
And she's shedding pretty bad.
You're pulling her loose hair.
She's like out. Wicked shedding.
There's like a poodle on the floor.
Very large, white, fluffy dog.
We have a third dog now.
And we now have a third dog on the floor. But Gabby is a doggy who has had a great evolution in her life as a character, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, because in our real lives, we don't want to be static. We don't want to be, like, just the person who plays, the good guy Hank plays off of, right?
Yeah.
And Gabby, you know, started off her life as a chicken killer. Tied to a
tree
in the south, never allowed inside, never pet, right?
Yes.
And she got rescued and then killed chickens because she was hungry and had no idea what to do, right? Right?
Yeah, yeah.
But that, and she was afraid of everyone, like every man she was terrified of. She was afraid of most women. But now what is Gabby?
She's a man-loving skunk killer.
But just like Gabby, who now has a family and love and gets to cuddle and a snuggle and has a warm place to sleep, right?
Yeah.
And doesn't need to kill the chickens. She's grown, right? Mm-hmm. Like, she's like the protector of the family, kind of. Oh,
that's for sure.
If there's skunks on the property. And like... She became something. She grew into the beautiful, furry, shedding doggy
machine that she is.
Yeah,
man.
Oh, yeah.
Man, oh, man.
But, like, you get it, right? Like,
she might have devolved. I don't know.
She did not devolve. But you get it, right? Like, you don't want to just stay. You want to be the best doggy or person in Dynamo. You could be dynamic, man.
That's what I try for.
All right.
Bedroom evolution.
No, life, not just in the bedroom.
Oh, is there more to life outside the bedroom? Hey, thank you for listening. We greatly appreciate your time. Please be sure to like, subscribe, and share this marvelous podcast with all of your friends.
Hey, the music that we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and made available through the Creative Commons license. The artist and the song is Summer Spliff by Broke for Free. And we have a new podcast,
Loving the Strain.
And another one, Be Brave Fridays. And
I don't know.
Well, they're available everywhere, babe.
Oh, yeah. You can find them on Carrie's Facebook, Carrie's Twitter, Carrie's LinkedIn.
My blog site and Amazon.
If you just look up Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book.
You can find us.
You can find her all over the internet.
All over.
Yeah.
That sounds creepy.
Well, I was going to make a joke, but I'm not going to because then we'll have to redo this next week. And Carrie's publishing a new book at the beginning of every month.
Until February, probably.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
All right. Be sure to check them out.
Yay, us. And yay, you. Thanks for surviving this podcast with us.
That's right. Have a wonderful day.